Gaza, which is home to around 2 million Palestinians, has been undergoing an electricity crisis since April and was described by the UN coordinator for the Middle East peace process in June as a tinderbox. An Israeli blockade restricts the movement of goods and people in and out of the region, and Hamas and Israel have been embroiled in three conflicts since winning power in 2006 and ejecting the Fatah party of Palestinian President Abbas from Gaza in 2007. Mr. Guterres said he was authorizing the immediate release of $4 million to support the activity of UN staff for the benefit of all Gazans.
I'm deeply impressed by the suffering of the Gaza people in these tragic circumstances. Gaza needs a solution for its problems. But in between, I appeal to the international community to strongly support humanitarian aid in Gaza.
But the UN chief added that the solution for the people of Gaza was not humanitarian but political, involving both Israel and the ongoing division between Hamas and the West Bank authorities of Fatah.
Yesterday I was in Ramallah. Today I am in Gaza. They are both part of the same Palestine. And so I appeal for the unity in line with the principles of the PLO, the Palestinian Liberation Organization. The division only undermines the cause of the Palestinian people.
Mr. Guterres said he had a second appeal to make on finally ending the decades-long conflict between Israel and the Palestinian people confined to the occupied territories.
I have had a dream to see the Holy Land with two states, Israel and Palestine, living in peace and security together. And because of that, I have appealed for a credible political process in order to address the problems that exist and to allow for the two-state solution to be implemented.
He said that a program of action was needed to improve living conditions for those, in effect, trapped and starved of resources inside Gaza. The Secretary-General said he dreamed to come back to Gaza one day and see it as part of a Palestinian state at peace with itself and its neighbours. Matt Wells, United Nations.